Hey, Mama. So one step that is skipped far too often when planning and creating content for our target audience, our ideal clients, is market research. Market research is such a powerful tool for attracting and converting your dream clients because it really allows you to demonstrate that you know what they're feeling and experiencing and how you have the exact solution that they want, that they need. So that's what we're diving into today. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right, so before we get into all things market research, I just want to remind you that the waitlist for the next round of the Get It Done Week, where we launch your podcast in just 1 week, is open. And one of the things that we do on day one of the Get It Done Week is market research. Now, it's not full-blown market research where you're hopping on calls and different things like that. I have a simpler strategy, but basically we're going to take that market research and we're going to use it to pull out the keywords to help you, one, choose a podcast name that is searchable, that you know your ideal listeners are going to find, but also to generate some podcast topic ideas. And so I walk you through how to do a quick and easy version of market research. So that way, when you launch your podcast, you are launching it so that your people will find it. So if you want to join us for the next round of the Get It Done Week, we get started April 22nd. Head on over to mamaturmompreneur.com/get-it-done-waitlist to get on the waitlist. You do not want to miss out being on this waitlist. When you're on the waitlist, you get access to exclusive bonuses. I have two really amazing bonuses that you get access to when you join the waitlist. So go on, get on the waitlist. But all right, let's get into market research. So if you aren't familiar with market research, it's basically having conversations with your ideal clients, really basically getting like the language they are using. And on a deeper level, you know, it is asking them specific open-ended questions that allows you to capture the exact language they are using to describe their problems, wants, desires, transformations they ultimately want as related to your niche, related to how you can support them. So this is when you're like hopping on Zoom calls and you're having one-on-one conversations with your ideal clients. Sometimes this can be a current client, it could be a former client. So that is essentially what market research is. But there are other ways to do it. And that's something that I teach in the Get It Done Week, where you don't have to hop on the calls to do it. And it's not sending out a survey, because that's another way that people do market research as well. It's not polling your audience. My strategy is a little bit different, in which we are going and looking at specific questions and conversations that your ideal clients are having in Facebook groups. And that's the strategy that I teach for the Get It Done Week, since the Get It Done Week is basically an accelerated podcast launch. You don't necessarily have the time to hop on one-on-one calls. And so really going into those Facebook groups and knowing what words to search in these groups, what groups to be looking in and different things like that, which I support you with in the Get It Done Week, really will help you capture this market research. Capture the language that your ideal clients are using to describe their wants, their needs, their pain points, the transformations they want, all of that. But when it comes to market research, it essentially does three things for you. One, it helps you to clarify your messaging. So you will have clear messaging that will have your audience saying things like, you're saying exactly what I'm thinking. You're saying and describing exactly how I'm feeling right now. Another thing it does for you is that it validates your offer. When you're able to ask those specific questions, and again, even just searching in the Facebook groups to see what is being said related to your niche, like what your ideal client wants and needs, you can confirm that the offer you have created is actually what your ideal clients want and, you know, meets their specific needs. And then the other thing is that it helps you write the best copy. It makes it so that your content does the heavy lifting for you because your best fit clients feel like you are in their head, you know, and seeing exactly what they are thinking and feeling. And so, again, this is partly why, as part of the Get It Done Week, we do that market research. So that way, the podcast topics you're speaking on is the thing that they are thinking, the things that they are feeling, you know, questions that they specifically have that you're able to address in your podcast content. So like I said, market research is truly a powerful tool. You know, doing market research, it doesn't have to be hard or confusing. And so that is why, like in the Get It Done Week, we do that market research and I show you a simple way of doing it. Because I get it, you know, we don't always have the time to hop on, you know, these Zoom calls to do the market research, even though I do believe and I encourage you to dedicate the time to do that because you can ask follow-up questions. That's the nice thing with getting on the Zoom calls. And this is something that I also teach in Life and Seasons Coaching, where you get a whole, like, template of questions to ask and you're able to tweak them so that they are more specific to your niche. But you do need to do market research. Like, this is something as a business owner, you cannot skip, you cannot ignore. If you really want to grow your business, if you really want to start attracting those clients who are ready to invest in your offers, who are dream clients that you want to work with, who aren't giving you price objections and different things like that, they know that they need what you have and you're creating the offers that they want, you got to do market research. So to give you guys an example of like what market research in action looks like. So one of my clients, she, you know, when she started working with me, she had this idea for a group program that she wanted to launch. And one of the first things I told her, I was like, you need to do market research. And the reason why I was like, you want to do market research because one, you want to validate that this program you're planning out is what your people actually want. But two, you can pull directly from the language that they are using to, you know, respond to your questions. You pull directly from that and you can write your sales page copy. You can create content around the different things that they're saying. And so she did that. She basically, she decided to do a survey and I helped her with creating open-ended questions. So that way she wasn't just getting yes or no responses, but getting like actual detailed responses. And based on that survey, one, she validated her offer. Literally everything she described and outlined about that offer when she shared that with me was the same things that the people who completed the survey were saying. Two, she was able to pull from the language, but she was also able to confirm that the language she was already using to describe their wants, their needs, their pain points, it was the same thing. It matched up. And you know what that did for her? It was so confirming for her. It was like, wow, I wasn't off. You know, I literally saw the need and I outlined this amazing group program that people actually want. And so now she's in the process of launching the program. So right now, she's driving people to the wait list, and she already has people on the wait list, and she's getting that confirmation from people saying like, yes, this is what I need. This is what I've been looking for. And so that is the power of market research. For me, you know, I recently updated my website and everything. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It is amazing. But the copy, all of that, that came from market research I did. That came from conversations I've had with previous clients, current clients, the people in my community. I pulled out that language that they used to describe different things that I support with, and I incorporated that into my website copy. And that is why, like, even working with Tina, who's my web designer, I talked about her, I believe, in episode 149 or something like that. She even said, she was like, your messaging is so clear. She was like, I know who you're talking to. I know how you can support them. And it was clear. And I got that clarity by doing the market research, by having those conversations. So market research makes a world of a difference. You know, so often we either think or we're being told that we need to create more content. We need to show up more on platforms to start attracting clients and seeing more conversions, when the reality is that we simply aren't speaking the language that our ideal clients are speaking. And trust me, when you do market research and you do it the right way, you will see a huge shift in your lead generation and your conversions. And not just that, you are going to attract those clients where they are an absolute dream to work with, where you are like, I just want to serve people just like this person. And I've been able to do that. The clients that I'm currently working with, and even some of my former clients, they were absolute dream clients. They are the clients where I'm just like, yes, I want to work with more of you. But that came about because I had to do the market research to make sure I'm using the language to attract those best fit clients. Okay, so as a recap, here are the three ways market research can help you with attracting clients from your content. It gives you crystal clear messaging, it helps you validate your offer, and it helps you write the best copy for your ideal clients, the best copy for your sales page, your website, your content. It literally makes it so that you are speaking your ideal client's language. And as a bonus, and it's something that I, you know, shared about one of my clients who did market research, but you will see a huge confidence boost yourself, like see a huge, like your confidence just skyrocket, because you're going to start having more conversations and engagement with your audience. You will see you're just going to see a complete difference. It's just going to click. It's going to be like, wow, like, that's what they needed to hear, that I'm speaking their language, and it's gonna feel so good. So if you haven't done market research, please go do it. Set aside some time to do it. All right. Like I said, this is something that we are gonna be doing in the 7-day pod launch Get It Done Week, because podcasting is just another way of creating content, and we wanna make sure we are creating the content that is gonna attract our dream clients. So if you are looking for support with that and you want to create a podcast that is going to help you generate quality leads, that's going to attract those dream clients, head on over to momentermompreneur.com/get-it-done-waitlist and get on the waitlist. This is also linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. All right, mama, I will catch you in the next episode. Well, mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.